back of the day, it's my sheriff, beef, and plus we're was trying to clean up Montgomery County from all them bootleggers that's bringing crime and corruption and illegal living to his little dry county just south of Jackson, Tennessee. The birthplace of Carl Perkins. The Fortis truckers, he got ambushed and his wife was murdered and his house got blown up and made a movie about it called Walking Tall. And it wasn't a very good movie. In fact, it was kind of a crappy movie, but nonetheless, Walking Tall became somewhat of a cultural phenomenon in the part of the country where we all grew up. Stick a hickory wood to put in his dealership and maybe he would sell some cars. In the summer of 1974, Beef and Custer came to Jeep from Chevrolet in Tuscumbia, Alabama. And thousands of people showed up. The whole goddamn town just shut down. And for his troubles, he was given the keys to a brand new Corvette. And 2 weeks later, he ran that brand new Corvette into an embankment and he died. So I made a couple of sequels that were even crap. But nonetheless, in all three of them Walking Tall movies, Sheriff Beef and Custer was waging a war against the Southern Crime Syndicate. And so the Redneck Goodfellas were referred to as the Boys from Alabama. The Nazi coincidentally came from our hometown, so we decided to immortalize their song and write this one to tell their point of view. This is their side of the story. The song is called The Boys from Alabama. doing okay.